Police in Portsmouth say they plan to crack down on enforcing a ban on alcohol at the Prescott Park Arts Festival. The renewed effort comes after officials with the State Attorney General's Charitable Trust Division reached out to the city earlier this summer about complaints of concertgoers drinking during shows. But some say this is all much ado about nothing. Hundreds of supporters of the park have signed a letter that will be sent to the Attorney General's office later this week defending the festival and downplaying concerns about alcohol. Kathleen Cavallaro of Portsmouth wrote that letter with her husband. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley spoke with her yesterday.
So what was the thinking behind putting this letter together?
We had the distinct idea that perhaps the Attorney General's office was only hearing from a select few, I like to call them the complainers, and we thought we would provide some balance. We've been dealing with ongoing issues with the park and the complainers for a couple of years now. And recently a story came out in the newspaper saying that people had complained to the Attorney General's office, and Terry Knowles had come back to the city and said that we need to have stricter, she was taking these issues very seriously and there need to be more enforcement. And that was a little disheartening. So we thought maybe she was only hearing from that one side, and we put together the letter and had whoever wanted to read it and who was in support of it sign it and just give her another side of the story.
You do acknowledge in the letter that there may, in fact, be some minimal drinking happening in the park, but you say it's not enough to warrant involvement.
Right. We're not in support of drinking in the park. We understand that it is against the law. We understand that the park and the city should enforce it, but they are already doing that. So the letter is just to say that if there is a problem in the park, it is already being addressed. There's really, in our opinion, no reason for the Attorney General's office to get involved and make the situation more complicated, more burdensome than it already is.
If the trust is being violated, and the trust does state that no alcohol is to be at these events, if the mm-hmm. trust is being violated, even minimally, doesn't the Attorney General's office have an obligation to look into it?
Well, actually, the trust only indicates that there's no sale of alcohol in the park. It's a citywide law that there's no alcohol in the park. So the festival is not selling alcohol in the park. They are in compliance of whatever the deed and the will stipulated. Now, people bringing alcohol in the park, that is, it's the same as any other park in the city. There should be enforcement by the police. That should be a Portsmouth police issue. And they are, in fact, doing that in every single park in the city.
But if it's not a non-issue, why not let the process play out?
Because it's for these people, it's never been an alcohol issue. They are not concerned that the complainers, this is not the issue. They will stop at nothing to make the festival go away. They will stop at nothing to make the festival go away. They have gone to Prescott Park Advisory Committee meetings, city council meetings, during the master planning session. They have gone on record that they would like the festival to not be there and they would like to have it move somewhere else. This is just one example of them moving the goal line. So when one complaint doesn't work or it's not effective, they move on to the next complaint. So this has never been about an alcohol problem in the park. This has been about them using whatever tactic possible to make the festival go away.
Have you personally witnessed anyone drinking in the park during the event?
I have not personally witnessed. I have never witnessed it. I did witness the one and only citation being issued by the police officer after the two complainers went into the park to make sure that enforcement was being done. And they found someone and they reported it to one of the staff members. The staff member came over and said that it was not allowed. The police officer was sort of harassed by them. He said he didn't witness anything, so he would have no reason to go over and give a citation. But after much, I will have your badge, and much harassment, he finally went over and asked them to open the cooler. There were four beers in it, three unopened, one open. He confiscated it and was sort of pressured to give them a citation, so he gave them a $40 citation, and the problem was solved. That is the one and only citation issued at the Prescott Park Arts Festival in 40 plus years.
But the park is drawing bigger names.
Yes.
Which obviously brings in a lot more people. Do you feel that there's any validity to the concerns about the impact that's having on the surrounding neighborhoods?
There were some valid complaints. I'm sure noise must have been hard to deal with at times, but the fact of the matter is that the city and the staff have taken the valid complaints into consideration, and they've gone to great lengths to tackle those problems. They now have a professional sound engineer who is at every single show with their very expensive equipment with lights that monitor the decibels. And if it's green, it's fine. If it's yellow, it's warning. If it's red, it's too loud. And they're taking detailed, this is a third party, they're taking detailed notes, and they will be giving the report for the entire season. And the city and the staff will take those results, and they'll continue to improve from there. So whatever valid complaints have been happening, the city and the festival have been taking proactive and very expensive steps to make sure that they're doing everything they can to make everybody happy.
Kathleen Cavallaro of Portsmouth, thanks so much for taking the time to come in.
Thank you for having me.